This call is being recorded.
I am Divine Mother here to share with you today. Filling this room with my love. Filling this room with my color of clear blue. For those of you who can sense it, my scent of roses. I am here to share with you today. I would love to share with you an invitation. An invitation on a daily basis. That you call out to me in meditation and prayer. And say, Mother, I need to be nurtured by you. Every day I stand and I wait for you to call so that I may hold you closely, that I may love you, give you my joy, give you my cuddling. The Father and I love what you are doing in your busyness of the days, but we know how your soul longs for that closeness with us as your creators and your friends and your mother. Know that you can reach me by that call. Know that you can come to me. We know that every day you are working, and you are working without even being aware of it. Changing your bodies, changing your world, being aware of everything and everybody that is upon it. And I say, help yourself by realizing that we are here. If you feel the call upon Prime Creator, that is fine. If you feel like calling upon me, that is fine. I am here. Be one who brings you joy, one who brings you solace, and even if it is for a couple of minutes, that is a rest that you need. We know that things are, let's say, crazy upon this planet. So we know that it is so important for you to have times of love for you. For yourself. And this is what I'm here to say today. Call out when you have time. And I will pull you close, dear one. I will pull you close and I will love you. I will raise your vibrations. I will heal your body. I will be. And that is what is today. Blessing.
Mani Padme Om Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We are here at this time to speak to you about the idea of transition as you are moving through this transition process. And to understand as you move through this process how everything must change, both within you and outside of yourself. And as you are moving through this change, this process, you are going to lose those things in your life that are very familiar to you. The familiar guides that you have, the familiar places that you are living in, the various energies that are very familiar to you are going to fade away. Those things that have meant something to you are no longer going to mean something to you. You are going to find new loves, new passions, new understandings, new sense of adventure, and all of these things are going to come as you move through this transition process. Because you see, it cannot be business as usual. It cannot be the way it has always been if you are going to move into these higher vibrations and into this new golden age. And as you have heard many times, you are the ones that are creating this new golden age. So if you want to create it, you need to first let go of those things that no longer serve you. And please understand that the old ways of the 3D illusion no longer serve you. We are not speaking in terms of to everyone. Everyone here, yes, but not everyone falls into this category. Only you, those of you that have been preparing and moving forward, those of you, the light workers, the light sharers, you are the ones we are speaking about. You are the ones that are moving forward at this time. Others are going to come after you, are going to move along with you and all of this, but you are the ones that are leading the path, you might say. And as you lead this path forward, you are going to be the ones that are going to find the changes happening more and more rapidly within you. And as these changes happen rapidly within you, you are going to find that the changes outside of yourself are happening just as the same, with the same rapidity here. You are going to notice more and more and more of these things happening, these things becoming very much no longer in your focus. Your focus is going to greatly change. It is already greatly changing. And as your focus changes, there is going to be very little that can hold you back here. So get ready, move on, and yes, the show is about to begin. Okay? We are standing by here now with the Shira. The Shira, rather, is standing by with us. And we will take your questions here. What questions do you have here now?
Marilu.
Yes.
I have a question about my health.
Yes.
And it's deteriorating. I feel
it is not deteriorating.
I know, I shouldn't have verbalized that. I shouldn't have even thought that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But I'm at my wit's end. I'm so sick of coughing. And I just wonder if there's something I'm not doing that I can do to accelerate the healing.
What you can do, first of all, is not believe that your healing is decelerating. You must come to the understanding that even though your age is increasing, your health does not need to decrease with the increasing of age. That is a misnomer. That is something that has been programmed into you. And as you come to understand this, that this is simply programming that is within you. I get another year older, my body must be deteriorating or fading here. As we get into the very upper age bracket here, in terms of 80s, 90s, this thing, then you think that you must find yourself in wheelchair or in confined to bed or these types of things. And this is ridiculous. Does not need to be this way. It is simply the programming that has created this. So we would say to you who is asking this question and anyone else also at the same time, no longer buy into this programming. Know that everything is changing. Know that your vibrations are increasing. And as your vibrations continue to increase, so too will your health. But you must know that your vibrations are increasing. You must be in that vibrational atmosphere for yourself. Find yourself more and more going into nature. This will help you greatly. Get out of the house and the energies that surround the city here and go out into nature as much as possible. Be around water. Be around trees. Trees everywhere. Leaves changing if you can. These type of thing. And be in that energy and it will help your own energy as well. Also, when you do this, when you find yourself in a place where there is a running water, in terms of a spring or a brook or a creek or something of this nature, put your hands in the water. Do not drink it. We're not going to tell you to do that. But put your hands in the water and let that water go through you, but feel the consciousness in the water. The water, even if it is somewhat polluted and everything, it still has consciousness. So take that consciousness within you, and this will help you greatly. Also, one more thing, since you are going to be attending the advance, we're going to say this now. We were going to hold it, but now we will say this. Those that attend the advance, and James does not know of this, neither does Susan at this point, so we're going out on a limb here, but we are going to say, just as in the last advance, there will be manifestation here. Manifestation of healing and manifestation of other types of energies as well. So if you find yourself there, be ready, because there is going to be some shifting going on, some changes, some shifting. May seem a little bit a little bit disconcerting at points. Those of you that have had the dizziness and this type of thing know of what we speak, but it passes and it will pass. But you will find yourself, especially this one who is asking the question, and we know we were going on and on about this, but you find yourself there and you will receive a healing process if you are ready for this manifestation, okay?
I am ready. Thank you.
Ashira, anything to add to all of this?
You did a wonderful job. I don't think I have anything to add to that. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Other questions here?
Yes, could you tell us about the energies in this picture of Zora?
I think you already know somewhat of these energies, but we will turn this one over to Ashira here.
Thank you. The picture that Zora had placed out for the world to utilize in this transitional process has the energy that comes through the sessions that we have here each week. And a visualization is a process which enables you to see, to speak, and to take into your brain and be able to utilize it in your own life. The energy that is present there can be used for clearing whatever you have that you would like to have cleared in your life. You could utilize it for picture upon your bathroom, you could put it in your refrigerator and put it in your house, you could put it anywhere. It will enable you to utilize those healing energies which he issues in his regular talks and to be able to help you to focus those healing energies in areas where you need them. So again, we say that we utilize the same energies in the sessions on these Sundays with you, so you get that dose too, but the visualization and wherever you'd like to put it is a benefit. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Shanti, this week I have been analyzing and trying to put meaning to my life, and in this context, the guidance came to me that we are here to transmute, and I was under the impression that we had just been transmuting until recently, but my guidance came to know that we have actually been transmuting since early age, even though we didn't know it. So I wanted to get more clarification on this. You know, have we purposely endured terrible things just so we can get over that and transmute it on behalf of others? Please elaborate. Thank you, ma'am.
You have been coming here as a result of your volunteering to come here to be a part of this process, to be a part of this evolutionary process, and to be one with this process. In other words, to be one with your collective brethren here. And in order to do this, you had to become one of them. And as you become one of them, you became a part of this great experiment here as well in terms of duality. And as you are part of this duality, you have gone through the ups and the downs and the darkness and the light and all of this to better understand what everyone is going through, what this whole process is about. And in order for you to grow through this, you had to experience all of the different realms of emotions and different types of energies that were here in this 3D illusion. Of course, you did not know this was a 3D illusion until very recently here. But you have all come through this, shining through it, we would say. And you are ready, all of you, to move into the next step, into the next part of this process, where you will begin to help others to go through the same things that you have come to understand. Okay? Ashira, anything to add here?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Does this answer your question, Moses?
Thank you, Master. I'm just a little overwhelmed, because not just for me, but as I see the level of pain and suffering, and just the intensity that we are to come through, that we have to go through, I find it hard to believe that we volunteered for this, or that this was in the, you know, in the package. I just cannot understand what we could get out of so much harsh pain at times.
Moses, dear. Dear one, it's very interesting how we have watched you move through your experiences. When things have been good, they've been very, very good. And when things have been bad, they've been very, very bad. And everyone in the room probably feels they have gone through the same thing. And everyone probably says, I cannot believe that I volunteered for this. I cannot believe that I would actually walk into this with open eyes. Of course, those eyes are closed when you get into the experience of this lifetime. And then you have that opportunity to experience it in whatever way you find right along the path. So this experience that you brings you such sadness sometimes is part of the collective consciousness. It is part of the collective whole, and we know we've gone through this ourselves with this lifetime that we observe at this time. We know that this can be very disconcerting, very turn one off perhaps to this actuality of life upon this planet. But again, too, know that all of these things are happening because you have come through this with a shining armor, and you can see others' pains. But as you move along your path of enlightenment, as you move along your path of awakened being, you will be able to have more grounded backgrounds to reach down and assist others in the world who are struggling too. And let them know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Thank you, Matt. I understand, and I'm grateful. And as we move towards the end of the line, what can we do? I know we've been through a tough training, but what can we do to, keep our positive energy up? Because it's getting a little more challenging to maintain it. Thank you.
I would say to you, for all of you, not just this one who is asking this question, but all of you, as you are getting closer and closer to the finish line, think about how far you've come here, where this all started. Think about, remember, visualize back in the time when you first volunteered for this. You were told what was going to happen. And at that time, you heard all of these things, all of the possibilities and the idea of falling into darkness and all of this to be able to fall into darkness and then bring up the light through this darkness. You knew this going into it. But yet you also were in such a state of love and divine this at the time, that none of this mattered. You were, the only thought that mattered was to assist, to be of service. This is what you are all about. So you came into this fully with your eyes open, knowing that your eyes would be closed, and that at some point your eyes would become wide open again. We do not speak about the physical eyes here so much as the third eye here. But it would open again, and that time has come. So you have weathered through all of this. And you have come to the point now where, as Sananda has said many times, you are nearing the finish line. It is within your grasp. It is within your sight here now. Do not falter at the end here. Make it through. Come through it, jogging through it, running to it. Get that little bit of extra energy to take you forward here. That is all you need here. And knowing that so long ago you knew this time was going to come, and here it is now. The time has come. And we got news for you. After this is all over, and you have had some rest and relaxation and all of this, guess what? You're probably going to turn around and do it all over again somewhere else. This is who you are, you see? And you say, one who served, there is no way we would do this again. We're done with this. But we tell you now, that is probably not going to be the case for many of you. You will see, okay? Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Sue in Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Speaking of the eyes, yesterday afternoon, after I'd spent some time in nature, I was driving down the canyon, and I started seeing a streak of white light in the periphery of my vision, of my right eye. Of course, at first I'm thinking, oh my gosh, something's happening physically to me. But that continued to just flash intermittently all afternoon and most of the night. And of course, I have been doing a lot of meditation and work with my third eye, so I'm assuming that this is a result of not only my own efforts, but simply what's occurring on the planet and it's influencing my own energy systems. Do you have any feedback, guidance, comments?
Yes,
thank you so
much. All of the above, but we will turn this over to Ishira.
Thank you. Yes. So it's interesting that you share this, because we know that these types of things happen to many, 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 many people at this point in time. Part of it is the veil lifting and you seeing a light that is not in this dimension, not in this planet, but is real for you. It is real for you. It is part of the your progress that is taking you forward along this path of progression in the ascension process. And we would say that you can see this when you do say, thank you, I'm glad that this is working, and do not worry about it. This is just part of that process, and you are blessed for this experience, all right?
All right, thank you.
Simply know, as Ishira has said, as the vibrations continue to increase and the veil continues to drop, there will be all kinds of things that are going to come into your vision through both your third eye center, or rather through your eye center, third eye, and culminating within your physical eyes as well. So your physical eyes will attune to your third eye center. So you will see those things which are being ported, you might say, through your third eye center here. So get ready. There will be more and more of these little visions, little things out of the corner of your eye, flashes of light. All of these types of things are coming, as well as being able to see through the veil and seeing the ships and all of these things. Those of you that are preparing here are going to have more of these experiences in the very near future. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Any further questions here? Then we are done here for this time. Just to reiterate here, when you come to this next advance, there is going to be some processes that are going to occur that are going to create healing and seeing and hearing and all of these things that are going to be very much more pronounced as a result of the experiences you're going to go through. This is not only for those that are there in person, but those of you that join on the phone as well. There's going to be the connection for the phone, very strong connection as we are finding it here, and you are going to be able to participate along with those that are physically there, just as in the last time you found yourself there. And those of you that were there and experienced this can share with the others that have not been there to know of the healing processes that occurred at that time. And it will be even more pronounced at this next time here, because the energies have increased, your energies have increased, and the vibratory veil has been dropping and dropping here. Okay?
Okay.
Santi, peace be with you.
Okay.
Be the one.
I am Ashira. As always, I am glad to be with you this day. It is interesting to listen to you talk about not only the mainstream news, which most of you have turned off a long time ago, but also about the alternative pathways that are out there for you to seek. And so many of you today are talking about how you take cursory looks through those, not spending a lot of time with any of them because they don't matter. A lot of that information is out there for those who are awakening to see the truth, to hear the truth. And even then, so many of the things that you read are contradictory one to another and confusing even more. You try to go to the alternatives for the truth, and when it confuses you, you can put it in your basket, your wastebasket, or you can tuck it away for consideration later on. Probably will not finish the article or finish the thing that you are listening to. This is a great change for all of you from a year ago, from 2 years ago, when this group was all about talking about what was being said at that moment in the alternative and sometimes the mainstream news. These are differences that we want to make sure that you pay attention to. This is all part of your raising your vibration and not paying attention any longer to those things which are not meant to help you grow. They are meant to help you understand, meant to help you see, but not to raise your vibration. So we would encourage you to spend time with music playing in your home. Music playing in your workplaces, in your cars, listening to sounds such as music or other types of recordings that take you other places. This is a time now that you move forward and out of the trenches of the rest of the world talking at you. This is a time now for you to pay attention. What is being told through that inside of you. See through that third eye and see what is out there. Feel through that high heart and know what you are feeling. All of these are real. And
as you continue to peel down that veil for yourself, you will see, you will hear, you will see more of those portals along the way as you are driving, and see opportunities for seeing other areas. These are opening for you. There's so many things that are about to begin. And as you come each week, you can share the newness that is in this world. It is a newness that is new for you and new for all, and you are creating. And we are proud of you. With love and blessings, Namaste.